Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to Friday, everybody. Looking forward to the weekend. I heard a new one today, Double Trouble Friday. Oh, you got to like that. Two of everything today. Double Trouble Friday, two of everything today, JP, JP.
Where's
that's
it?
What's going to happen. Double Trouble Friday. I'm like, are you kidding me? I've never heard this before.
Are you trying to get me to quit?
That's about right.
What exactly are you doing?
At Double Trouble Friday, you play two from every artist, JP.
And, so it's not Double Shot Thursday?
No, or it's not two for Tuesday. Tuesday. It's Double Trouble Friday the 13th.
Double Trouble Friday. Oh, just Double Trouble Friday the 13th?
I don't even know if it's limited to Friday the 13th.
Please.
All I know is that I heard once, and Casey Kasem's rolling over in his grave.
Please, for the love of God, tell me it's not on our other radio station.
No, no.
Okay. Thank God.
I just made it up.
Oh, did you?
No, I heard it on satellite. Double Trouble Friday. Here's two from Alice. Great.
I tell you, that was one of the bits.
That's great.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
Hello, good. That's just kind of flirting with Wacky Wednesday. I don't know. We don't want to approach on things. Let's not get too crazy.
Every day should be something different like that.
Hey, Brian, hope you're having a good day, too.
Oh, Brian.
What was I just going to say? We were just talking about that...
Double Trouble Friday? Is that what you want to talk about?
That was one of the bits I used to love that Opie and Anthony used to do.
Whip them out Wednesday?
No. Oh. When they used to go after some schlocky DJ guy and just go all...
Shocktober?
Jocktober.
Jocktober.
Yeah. Jocktober.
They call their phone lines?
And they would put the pests on them, and they would just crucify these poor bastards.
Oh, I mean, absolutely
crucify them. Brett, by the way, is wearing the greatest t-shirt known to man.
That's true. Thank you.
Honestly, it is. I walked in this morning. I'm like, dude, and I'm looking at the logo. I'm looking at the font. I'm like, that's a Metallica shirt I've never seen. I'm like, dude, is that like Jumping the Fire? Is that what that is? He goes, no, it's Hall & Oates.
He's got a Hall & Oates t-shirt.
He's got a Hall of Fame Hall & Oates t-shirt on today. Yeah. And I just think.
People watching Bone TV, we should. Brett, you should stand up so you can get a good picture, but get you ready for a screen grab because this t-shirt is
I could post
sick.
It on social media, too.
You could do that, too.
We could do both.
You guys can see, like, it's
I just think
Hall & Oates.
But it's Hall & Oates written in classic Metallica font, and then at the bottom, it's got a big, giant, ugly monster in
like
the middle.
Like a demon,
And it says Maneater.
It's eating a person.
Right.
Yes.
So there you go.
It's a win.
Where does he get these shirts?
I just think
places and things.
I just think it's the bee's knees.
Thank you.
It is. That's pretty good. So here we are heading to the weekend, and I had on a spur of the moment, I went down the road to White Castle because...
Let me guess, you brought one back for Brett, not for me?
Correct. I actually, I was like, should I get a suitcase? Not, it'll take too long. Let's see what time I get in line. So it was actually a race against the clock because when I got there, 10:29... place the order. I'm like, oh no, double cement curbs.
Dude, this feels
curbs.
Like,
this double feels, cement curbs.
This story right now. I'm already getting that same feeling I got senior year in high school when I had to make it three times over and back in 42 minutes.
Right. And I'm a little farther afield than I'll normally go in between shows, not to be too far away from the building. For whatever reason, you know, it's not in the normal circle of things that I do in between. So I'm down at this White Castle, which is maybe 10, 12 minutes down the road, something like that. And I'm in the double cement curbs deal with I cannot go over the curb if I really had to in an emergency. I'm like, all right, worst case, well, it'll be 3 minutes late, maybe.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there and waiting. The guy in front of me is waiting. I'm like, oh, come on, I haven't paid yet. And it's 10:38.
They're not known for speed.
No. And unfortunately, the guy in front of me was getting, I was going to get the 10-pack thing, right? So I was going to get the 10-pack meal and change it up a little bit. I'm like, all right, the guy in front of me, maybe he's only getting a couple. Maybe he's getting four. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing too good. Apparently, he got the 20.
Okay.
So we're waiting. Finally gets handed the bag out the window, 10:38.
All right, pull up. Time.
Pay. Well, how long am I going to wait? He just waited. I was there at 10:29, placed my order. 10:38, I pull up to the window to pay, right?
All right.
So I pay and wait. Drinks right away. Nice job. Okay. Waiting, waiting. All right, waiting. 10:47. Boom, comes the bag. Like, thank you. Look, give it a quick look. Yeah, looks right. Take off. Couldn't have hit more lights on the way back. And there are a lot of lights.
Yeah.
And I pulled in here at 10:55, which isn't so bad.
No,
I actually got here by a few minutes, which I didn't expect. I really thought it was going to be like
on the button. That's proof for my method. And it's not that didn't help you.
What's that?
And you didn't need any help on this trip here. But for future, for the future, there's the Monica method. I stand by it, and it would have proven true in this scenario as well. when you think that it might be tight and you're not sure and you may mm-hmm. you could be anywhere from early to 3 minutes late, do not look at the clock, not once. Like, you're just telling me 10:47 and blah. If you don't look at the clock at all, if you don't look at any clocks of any kind during the entire time when you're driving there, when you're waiting for the person behind you, while you're waiting for the food, while you're driving back, don't ever look at a clock. You will pull in, park your car, you'll be early.
I'm telling you. You have to be part alien.
How do you not look at the clock?
She don't has do it. To be.
It's just, you know what this is? This is another, like yesterday when we were talking about, she has to go get the, you know, she had the mammogram done and she's got to go back. They want to take another look at her. Right? She's like, oh, no, they just want me to probably just.
Yeah, she's chill.
Totally clear minded about it, no problems.
Right.
Right? That's a mindset. That's a mindset that people strive to have. I would kill to be able to have that mindset.
Right.
I don't know how you can be in that kind of pressure situation. And not look at the clock.
Yeah, don't look.
Like,
because if you look at it, you're going to be late. So just don't look at it. And you will be early.
No, that has nothing to do with
it. You will be on time. I'm telling you, it's worked for me every time.
But you're on time all the time.
How do you even do it? How do you do it? Like, how do you not look? How? How? If there's one thing, you're pressed for time.
Yeah.
So the one thing you need to know is time.
No, because you can't change the
time. How do you not? I know you can't change it, but how do you not?
If you can't change the time, how does your method guarantee you're going to be early? You can't change the time. It's going to be what it's going to be, whether you look at it or not.
No, because you're not acknowledging its existence. I have power. You don't have a power over me. I have power over you. I have control of my head, and I don't have to turn right.
You are wacky.
Okay.
I don't have to turn right and look at my clock in my car. I just don't have to do it. And therefore, I run you. You don't run me.
Another career path missed out by you, Monica.
It's a good one.
We've always said you would have been a phenomenal teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Self-help. Tony Robbins got nothing on you.
That's pretty good.
Don't look at the
Tony Robbins, and I mean it. Tony Robbins has got nothing on you. The
positivity
that you're able to control the direction that your mind goes.
That's what confuses
me. Is an art form.
And then that's why I always have questions, and I'm never, you know, some people come hard at me. I'm not in any way, shape, or form putting down what you have to go through. I honestly don't understand it, so I usually have questions. And so it confuses me. Like, it confuses you that I can just not look at the clock. To me, that's easy. Just don't look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you would want to look at it. Like, I don't understand.
No,
you wouldn't just not look at your...
No. See, that's what you're wrong. No, I don't want to look at it.
Then don't. Like, you have control of your head.
But
like, you have... Nobody's controlling your head.
You have to.
No, you don't have to.
I have to.
I don't.
And I'm recalculating as I go.
See, that's too much.
Recalculate.
But let me ask you this, Roger. If you wouldn't have once looked at your 1047, 1038, and 1055, you wouldn't have looked. Guess what? You would have gotten here early.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Not earlier.
So
same
no
time.
Need. So don't look.
Yeah. Cause me to be super tense because my worst case scenario in my head was I might show up a couple minutes late.
Monica, this is another one of those things. Where are you going to be with your girlfriends this weekend?
I got a lot of E&A stuff. A lot
of what?
Events and Adventures, E&A.
And what are we doing?
Really want to know because it's fun stuff.
Of course I want to know.
Really fun you have stuff. A lot of stuff this weekend?
When you meet a new like event and adventure person, bring up what you just said. And I want to know how it goes.
It's fun. Tonight is a comedy show, so that'll be interesting and fun.
Tough to meet people, though.
That's why I wasn't even sure if I wanted to sign up for it. And so I'm not too sure about that, but that still gets not a bad time.
Yeah,
however,
have a great
time.
Tomorrow morning, tomorrow morning, I will be parasailing on Clearwater or on John's Pass.
Oh,
not Clearwater,
nice.
John's Pass. Yeah, so we're going parasailing. I think.
Where's John's Pass?
It's between it's near Treasure Island. It's not on St. Pete Beach.
Good.
Right.
North, south, east, or west. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but
it's over there. Have you ever gone parasailing before?
Once before, and it was a blast. Like I had much fun.
Yep.
You got a cute bikini.
Yes, of course. It's half the gig. Yeah, I've already planned that out.
Are you half full cheek out? No cheek out.
I did. Last Saturday was beach day, and I did cheeky. I did half cheek.
Okay.
And
now on something like this,
I'll go full cheek. There's no need to be in a thong in a parasailing. It's not about that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you will go bikini, not one piece.
But you know what? To be honest, can
I have a one piece?
Can I make a comparison right there though? It's like fishing with the wrong bait.
But you can't see my butt in a parasailing thing. You know what I mean? Like afterwards.
No, but when you're on the boat, when you're hanging out and all that kind of stuff.
True. Most of the time, you won't be in the parasailing.
Like if you're going, let's just say I'm going grouper fishing, right? And I know grouper are eating whatever the mackerel for bait, right? I know they're hitting mackerel, they're hitting mackerel, they're hitting mackerel, they're hitting mackerel, right?
Yeah.
And I show up like, you know what? I'm not going to bring the mackerel today. I'm going to bring the shrimp. And like knowing that grouper are allergic to shrimp, right?
Okay.
It's like you have the opportunity to go fishing with the bait you know is going to work.
Although I'm not comfortable with fish talk and my bikini talk.
Gotcha.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And so, but here's the thing. So beach day, I had cheeky because I figured it's not a thong and it's not full on. So I can't really offend. I didn't know what the crowd was going to be like. Well, I don't know who's what, and I didn't even know if I brought White Claws. I'm like, is anybody going to be drinking? I don't know the vibe. And I show up, and everybody's drunk, so, like, I'm okay with that, yeah. But there were a lot of one pieces, so I thought maybe they thought I was weird and a cheeky...
No, that's not weird.
No, you want to stand out a little bit, don't you?
I guess. And it was so many one pieces, I went shopping for a one piece. I don't like one pieces.
But, Monica, I'm going to tell you. From the guy's side of things, and it's not even about seeing your ass in a thong bikini or anything like that. It shows confidence.
It
does.
I just don't want to come off as that whore.
You're not coming off of the whore, and that's all.
Because you're in a bikini.
Listen, if you show up in a thong bikini and knee pads, that might may lead people down a whore path.
Do you think cheeky again? Then I don't think thong is appropriate.
I don't think you don't have to wear a thong, but I wouldn't. Go full cover up.
Go cute cheeky.
I have a ruched bottom. A ruched blue bottom.
I don't know what a ruched bottom is.
It's a skanky hoe.
I don't know ruched.
It's like you'll know it as you see it, and it's like not
like
crinkly.
Boy shorts.
No. It's not crinkly, but it's like a line, and then there's like. It comes in on the side. You know, it's ruched. I don't know how else to say ruched.
Good luck explaining fashion to guys.
It's
a ruched.
Right. I'm just saying, if you're going fishing, bring the right bait.
All right. I will bring not...
If you want to.
Like, your ass is mackerel. That's what he's saying.
Your ass is mackerel. If you're going to meet, try to meet friends, that's one thing. But if you're going to try and...
No,
lure in the opposite sex...
I'm bringing my pole and bait, and it's happening. Good. So
there you go.
Okay, then I'll do cheeky again. It's comfortable and easy, so I'm looking forward to parasailing. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Sunday, we're kayaking with the manatees.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be a good time, too. I'm going to be on the water outside today.
Nice. Fantastic. That's not the lighted kayak thing you were talking about. This is a different thing, kayaking with the manatees.
Yeah. Weather's going to be right?
Absolutely positive.
See, and these are good gigs because you're going to be outside. You're going to meet people that like to be outside, that like to be at the beach, like to be near the water, like-minded people.
And Saturday, JP, this is your prediction, too. Saturday night. Game seven. Armature Works official Lightning Watch Party. That might be the place.
Such a sick win last night. Did you stay out for that or were you able to?
I hate that I did, but I'm half asleep today.
Win.
Mm-hmm.
And setting up tomorrow night. That's beautiful.
Look at you.
When you go parasailing, does the belt go around the waist and through the crotch and tie it like that?
Yeah, yes. I'm hooked all the way.
That's
in,
another chance to be like cheeky, and then you're up there and it's like ass cheeks hanging out of each side of the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the hooker.
And it was like, hey, look at the cheek.
Right. Maybe it'll be a boy hooker upper dealy, and he's all hooking
what are the
me
odds?
Up into the thing.
Is it one of those things where you can go up with another person, or is it one at a time?
I think it's one at a time. I don't know, but it looks like it's one at a time. I could be wrong, but last time I did it was. It was on my honeymoon, as a matter of fact, and he was like behind me, like on me. So I wouldn't want that. I don't need anybody all up in my stuff like that.
Ron on line one. Hey, Ron. Or do you?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Go ahead, Ron. What's up, man? Thank you.
Parasailing. About 20 years ago, I was parasailing off of Longboat Key, and I did my turn. And then my girlfriend went up, and she got her back to us. And I guess they were doing drills or something from McDill. Behind her coming up were two F-15s.
Oh,
she couldn't hear them or see them until they went right over her head. And she's screaming and flailing in the air. We get her down to the ground. She's shaking like crazy and says, never again, never again. Monica, while you're up there, look behind you. Make sure there ain't nothing behind you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will. Holy.
Stay away from McDonald's.
Right, guys, love the show.
Thank you, Ron.
That's my takeaway.
Wow.
That's scary.
So that sounds like you have an awesome weekend ahead of you.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
Pretty good. Just your standard Florida nice weather weekend. Kayaking, parasailing, and a hockey game.
When you when you sign up for events and adventures, are the when you sign up for events like the ones you have signed up for, you signed up for what, three this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. Do you lay out money every time to be a part of it, or is it all included in your...
Some events are included, and some of them are a little extra depending on whatever.
Like parasailing is probably a little extra,
right? I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I'm not asking.
Yeah, yeah, it's all part of your thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good stuff.
And, like, there's trips. Like, I'll tell you what's extra for sure. There's trips. Like, they're going to Egypt. They're going to...
That's extra?
Yeah,
that's crap.
Europe, yeah, that's extra. Like, those I know are extra.
We can't even get them to go to South Carolina. No. I'm not going to Egypt.
I'm not doing any of those. Someone asked me last week, are you going on the Egypt trip? No, no.
Egypt? You hardly cross a bridge.
Right, but why?
Are you going to get to Egypt?
I think you'd love it. I know, maybe not Egypt, that might be a little bit much, but I think, you know, to go over to England or something like that, I think you'd love it. I know you don't want to. I get it. I'm not saying you have to go, you have to go. I just think you would probably, once you got there, would enjoy it.
I have a friend who's in Hawaii right now, and he's going on and on about how it's and it just, don't get me wrong, it looks beautiful, but it also looks like beaches and palm trees, and we have beaches and palm trees here.
That's true.
I don't need to go 6 hours earlier to, or later or whatever the crap.
I hate, not that I hate, but I see people that I know that live down there that'll be on the beach, be like, we live where you vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah.
True.
Yeah, you do.
It is true.
You do.
But you do. If it makes you feel any better.
Now don't complain when you send
some
tweets.
Of those people are Monica.
Yeah, I do that. But if it makes you feel any better, I honestly appreciate the fact that the people that are around me have like planned their 2 weeks and put in time and flew. I acknowledge that, and that's
right.
And I feel lucky.
But you know what? When you send out Instagram posts like that or tweets like that with beautiful ocean water and you say, we live where you vacation. Don't be surprised when all of a sudden they're buying up all the real estate.
That's
you can't get a place to live.
Yeah, keep advertising.
No, but that's the whole point. It's usually hashtag we live here. And that means we live here. You don't. Mm. You vacation.
But you're telling people, you know what you're telling people? Well, that looks amazing.
No.
That's where I should live too.
Nope.
And now they do. And now you're complaining.
No, I'm telling them we live here. You vacation here. I live. Mm-hmm. You vacation.
You go back.
Bye.
You should find horrible things to post and be like, I don't know why I live here anymore. It really sucks here. It's going downhill.
You guys shouldn't show up.
That's what you need to post.
Starting a campaign. I really am of how bad everything sucks.
Every time it rains, just post it.
Yeah.
There you go.
What else? I can think of nothing
this
else.
This just sucks.
What a horrible place.
Yeah.
It'll help. And then eventually everything will calm down and then everybody will forget about that beautiful peninsula sticking out into the Gulf.
I'm just ready for all these newbies.
America's penis.
Yeah, that's right.
It's huge.
America's dangler.
I just wait. I'm waiting for all these newbies that are, you know, brand spanking new. Like hurricane season, they're going to panic.
Mm-hmm.
Or like different things that they're just not used to.
Right.
I don't need their rookiness interfering with my lifestyle.
Yeah. Yep. I know someone who moved there and then came back. Oh, why'd you come back? I couldn't take the heat.
Yeah, it's hot.
Well,
really hot.
And they thought they were going to be fine, you know?
Hey, real quick, Donna on line one. We'll take a break. Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, Monica, one reason that you would want to wear a one piece when you're doing something active is like, say, if you're skiing or you fall in the water, it's really easy for your bottom to come off, or slide down. And also, when they're putting that equipment on you, they're grabbing things and they're going fast. And I don't know whether they do it on purpose or accidentally, but it's just too easy to, grab the bottoms and pull them down or the tops and pull them off.
What?
So you're much more secure, with a one piece.
Wrong bait. Don't listen to Monica. It's the wrong bait.
She might have a point.
Like if you're skiing, and then you fall, sometimes you don't let go of the thing in fast. I mean, your bottoms are gone.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't think of that. The falling in the water part is true. I don't mind them touchy-feely, grabby, as long as they're hot.
This just in, seven new guys just signed up for parasailing and kayaking.
Right.
Bottoms coming off. 8, 9, 10 new guys have just signed up now.
Thank you,
very
Donna.
Good.
Great ass!
Not really.
Parasailing is sold out. Don't listen to that woman.
No, you'll be fine.
Well, I don't want... she's got a point about
that. They're not going to fall off. Stop.
And if you wear one piece and they're putting on belts and buckles and stuff, things can still brush up against things no matter what.
Right.
I mean, it's just...
True.
You'll be all right.
You have a piercing down there, too, don't you?
Well, yeah. Yes, I do.
Can you see the piercing?
That's just very pleasant.
Through the material?
I don't think so. I don't look, but I don't think so. No, it's in. It's internal. It's internal. Like, why would it be sticking out?
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Why, okay. why do you think it's where
oh,
do you
it's
think
not
it
exterior.
Is?
Oh,
I thought it might have been on the
the exterior.
Right. What the hell did you pierce?
It's internal. It's in there.
What did you pierce?
Stuff.
It's where the baby goes. It's in the baby condom.
It's the man in the canoe, right?
If you look in there, it's like a knocker.
It's a hood situation. We'll just leave it at that.
Right, but then it's on, how is that on the inside?
Hi. Maybe look at your wife's anatomy, please.
I am.
I don't know. It seems like it would be somewhere at least near the outside.
Right.
No, it's nowhere. You have to spread
really,
things.
You have to really find things.
Yeah, like you'll
okay, I got questions. We got a break. I have questions.
Okay.
Strap yourself in. This one.